Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're joined all the way from beautiful Kaka Point with local electronic producer Hazari Rua Morris. Hazari, how you going?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, how are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Like, it's a beautiful morning. I'm not really a morning person, but yeah, how about you? Are you a morning person? You're a DJ,
I'm a morning person. Yeah, I'm a night person too, but definitely more productive in the morning.
You kind of got to do both. Yeah, cool. So you're joining us on the show because you're releasing a new single today. Is it out today?
It is out today. Yeah, it sneakily came out yesterday because I set the date just earlier.
So
just
you're
to make sure it
productive
here
in the morning and at night, releasing sneaky singles. So yeah. The single is called Sinking Galley, and it's a collab track. You've done some collab tracks in the past with some different electronic artists. This one seems really different to anything you maybe have done before. Like, you've got your, you know, you've got your brand. You're kind of like this, like, minimal tech house style, right? Like, it's pretty minimal. It's not maximal electronic music, right?
Yep, definitely into the elements. Yep, yeah, for sure.
And so this one, like, first of all, there's like an ambient version and like another version, but even the main track seems really like experimental and sparse. Can you tell us a little bit about it and sort of where it came from and whose idea it was, how it came together, stuff like that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I could talk about this for months.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, just hold me back.
Yeah, I'll jump in. Yeah.
facilitate the conversation. It's a continuation in one sense, right? Because it's like, it's about focusing on little elements and letting the space between the sounds speak as much as the sounds themselves. But yeah, it is more ambient, it's more textural. And that's kind of a direction I've been wanting to go for a while. I like art, I like going to galleries, I like being in a space that's interesting.
Yeah, and, for sure. And like, I do get that vibe, not to jump in too soon, but I do get that vibe that it's like, it's almost like imagined for like an art space or like a short film or like a little like mini strange fashion event or carry on.
Yeah, exactly. All of those things. So that's what I want to be doing. Yeah. I set the intention around that. You know, I've been listening to more ambient and trying to find out how those people work and what that is. You know, if it's not dance music, you know, how do you even, cause I've been obsessed with
put it together and structure it and write it. Yeah.
And so I had a opportunity to have a sabbatical last year, a 3-month sabbatical for my work, because my employer is really amazing like that. Mm. They'll give you 3 months paid time off to just leave.
It wasn't your first week, though, on the job. You get 3 months off.
No, yeah, 5 years in, every 5 years.
And so did you take the sabbatical down to Mexico? Because this single that you've released, Collab, is with a Mexican artist? Or?
Well, that's a great idea, but no, I actually took the easy route and just went to Berlin to a like a one-month sound or art course. And, of course, everybody cool from around the world goes there.
Yeah.
So I met a couple of people from Mexico, couple of people from New York City, some other Americans, bunch of Europeans, of course. Yeah, there were so many people who were cool on this course. A guy from Prague, who I did a release with just mm-hmm. recently as well. Mm-hmm. So Katia was one of those people. She was on the sound art course with me, and she plays viola and kind of runs through a bunch of pedals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so did this single or sort of week collection, did it come together there at the course, or did it continue between the two of you in conversation after you got back to New Zealand?
Yeah, so it was born there. It was actually my final week piece. So we had 4 weeks, and each week we had to, like, deliver 1 minute of audio. It was really, really low stakes, but I guess that's art school. I haven't really done art school before, so I was kind of confused by the whole thing. And in the final week, we were allowed to do like 3 minutes or something.
Oh, yeah.
And so this was my 3-minute piece, and it kind of used a bunch of the techniques that I'd learned and some audio that I recorded there. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the most of the sort of weirdy sounds in the kind of ambient version of that just sort of extended out and arranged nicely. Mm-hmm. And after I left, I mean, when I was there, I was, you know, making deals, basically trying to set up collaborations for mm-hmm. the future with as many people as I could. Mm-hmm. And so I hit up Katia after leaving and said, I reckon this could be something that could work really well. Mm. Would you like to be part of it? And yeah, she came back really quickly, recorded some parts for me. And yeah, just a little bit of editing really. And then we had the whole EP. So it was really, yeah. It was a revelation how easy music can be compared to dance music in a way.
And then did you have a bit of back and forth conversation about the editing and the structuring of it, or was it sort of all discussed ahead of time and it was exactly what everyone wanted, and you just were able to put it together?
It was literally like we were jamming, but just over Instagram comments, like messages. So yeah, she sent her parts. I sent essentially the third track, the sort of completed arrangement, and said, you know, do something, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Then she sent me essentially the second track, which is her kind of. Pretty much her raw stem that she recorded with her like multi-tracked delays viola, and I kind of moved things around a little bit, so if you listen to the first two tracks back to back, you can hear where it's been shifted around, but it was really just just a little bit of light editing. It's like a cut and paste job.
And you've got the beautiful view of Kaka Point from your editing station, your sonic workstation, or where's your laboratory?
I can see it right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, where's your laboratory? You got a nice view of the beach, or out to the coast, or just the hills, or what do you got?
Yeah, so I'm in the basement, but I can see the water, because there's like a little right of way to the beach, and the fence is low enough to see the water. Yeah. But yeah, I'm underground, and I'm insulated, so I can make as much noise as I want. The garage is next door.
So it's the best of both worlds. You've got the underground laboratory, it's what every electronic artist wants, but you get sunshine and a beautiful view, and you want it to inspire you a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could go with my toes in the water anytime.
So, that's really cool. Like, Berlin is, like, they've got the Red Bull Music Academy for one thing, but it's great that they've got these other, like, collab courses to bring other international artists together and, like, get them to meet each other and, you know, see what happens. So it's really cool that you made a bunch of connections and you're, you know, still reaching out to them because you're just trying to make as much interesting, you know, music and audio as you can and, you know, just see what comes of it. Because you never know ahead of time until you try it and see what happens.
Yeah, and I try it. I mean, I was... Yeah, it was one of those things where I was trying not to be preoccupied by that while I was there, not trying to overthink who are these people going to be the ones that stick with me for years, because you never know who it's going to be, and often it's the people that you don't quite expect that you end up working with for longer. So we shall see.
Yeah. And then just curious, because this is a little, you'll call it an EP that's out on Bandcamp now. Sinking Galley. It's three tracks and some kind of reworkings of the main track. So there's a cover art image which looks like a piece of art or sculpture or something. Is that is that related? Is that just a random thing you found that was just your mood? Or what is that image?
Yeah.
It's a strange like bearded I don't know what he even is. He's like a
oldest
painter
emoji.
That's gone mad or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you the story. So that was on the sabbatical too. I went a bunch of places. I was actually brought up in Cambridge in the UK. So and I hadn't been there since I was about just about 8, just before I turned 8 I left. We went and stayed in Cambridge for a week, and there's a really amazing museum there, the Fitzwilliam Museum. Got a bunch of old artifacts and like suits of armor and swords and stuff. Used to go there as a kid, and this sculpture was there, and it's pretty ancient, and the sneer on the guy and the eyebrows is just like he looks deranged. I take a bunch of photos in art galleries and stuff, and I'm trying to use more of my photos for the cover art. It's just kind of more fun and more real, and this one just seemed to go with the song. So like when I'm thinking of what's happening kind of thematically in the song, I was kind of thinking about Atlantis and the idea of like sunken worlds that are buried under layers of dusty blue water and history. This guy just seemed like he was peering out of that moment to me.
He does seem like he looks pretty happy, as deranged as he is. He looks like he could have been a pirate though, and he's really happy to see some other guy's ship going down.
Totally, he knows where the treasure is. And like that kind of unnerving, kind of like disturbing, like just very subtly disturbing kind of vibe. I did want to get that across. And I feel like he reinforces it.
Yeah,
assuming he's a he.
True, and Yeah, so it's not a typo. The title of the single is Sinking Galley, and yeah, it's good to hear you talk about the ships and the things going down. It's not a typo. It's not meant to be sinking gallery.
No.
Like
yes.
Like an art gallery going under.
I have
it's
had
literally
that
a ship.
Accusation. Yeah. Yeah, there's a techno version which was going to be Galley Grillin'. It's still underway, and that's like a working title, but Patella up in Christchurch was possibly interested in remixing that, and he started calling it Gallery Grillin'.
There, combination sounds like gallery the, and art gallery and
yeah,
grill.
The sausages at sausage the grill. Or something. Yeah, but there is a story behind the title. So each week we got taught different techniques at this course. I was on the Sound Art course, and then the final week, I forget what course, what technique we were taught, but like the assignment, he kind of threw a spanner in the works and said, oh, use something AI in your piece. And so I was kind of throwing like everything in it. I was using all the techniques I'd used along the way. And I asked a Google robot to make some like jazzy audio samples for me, and kind of that's where the chord sounds comes from. I've actually edited most of it out because it was just horrific.
But a starting point, yeah.
But yeah, it was like the kitchen sink. Basically, I felt like early on in this piece, like I think I got it under control in the end, but it really felt like it was like just a big pile of stuff. And so I was like, a kitchen sink, bottom of the ocean kind of thing. And of course, the kitchen in a boat is the galley.
And you find all kinds of stuff on the bottom of the ocean, both strange and beautiful. So, yeah, it's quite cool. And, of course, you're playing a show this Friday, which is tonight, 17th of May, down at Inch Bar. Is this new single maybe not something people will ever see in a live setting? Or
I'm playing it tonight.
Oh, you're playing it tonight?
Yeah.
So this could be an interesting live working of it. You're not just going to play it straight, you think, or are you going to mess with it a little bit?
Yeah. So I'm jamming it.
Because you're not just a DJ. You're like a live producer. You're kind of like
this
messing with things on the fly.
Live. Yeah. I think I finally, after 100 years, of combined hours trying to figure out live, I think I might finally have it working now.
Yeah.
And keep an eye out on my YouTube because I'm putting up kind of live jams roughly each week, and there'll be one going up for Sinking Galley soon.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sinking Galley, out now on Bandcamp, and I'm sure it'll be out other places. Keep an eye on YouTube. That's Hazare, a local electronic producer. He's been in the scene for a wee while now, but he keeps it interesting and keeps surprising us with things like this. So this is a collab track with Katia Rudometkin of Mexico. Very cool. And you're playing tonight at Inch Bar with Shark Week, who's been in Dunedin scene for a wee while. I haven't seen his name on gig lineups, so that'll be cool. Peter Lewis, a.k.a.
Totally.
Shark Week. And Texture Time. What is Texture Time?
Right, so Texture Time is a project by Peter Clayman. I hope he doesn't mind me unmasking him. I'm pretty sure it's not a secret. So he's a trombonist. He's a very, very good trombonist, and also back in the day, dubstep producer, part of Espionage, Ninja Step, if you remember.
Yeah, of course.
Back then. So he's doing a... again, he kind of inspired me with what he's doing. His project, he wanted to do his trombone, and he wanted to do kind of electronic, and he wanted it to be live, and he wanted it to be something where anybody could come along and jam with him. And so he's been beavering away in his basement to figure that out, and he's cracked it. So he'll be doing that, and he'll have a few guests with him playing.
Cool.
Instruments
cool.
into his machine with him tromboning all on the side. So yeah, it's really really works well with this kind of
Sounds like it'll be kind of a really interesting show. Get down to Inch Bar tonight, just a koha entry, probably sort of like what 8 o'clock time is usually when 8 or 9.
Yeah, we might even start
7:30-ish.
But yeah, as always, the earlier you get there, like, the more fun you have.
Yeah, of course, settle in a little bit. Yeah, be part of the whole evening. Don't just come in halfway through or something like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Rua, thanks for joining us on the late breakfast this morning. Enjoy the beautiful day out in Kaka Point. And I'm sure any road ice has probably melted already, but, drive safe coming back into town.
Yeah. Smart move. Yes.
All right.
Thanks,
good to see you. All right. Take it easy.
Catch you later. Bye.
And so that was Rua Morris, a.k.a. Hazare, local electronic producer, plays many live shows around town. He's got his brand of pretty minimal tech house, usually pretty fun stuff, some great samples in there usually. This one is an interesting one. You might see it in some strange places sometime soon. So we're going to play the single now. This is Sinking Galley. You can check it out on streaming services. This is Hazari collab with Katia Rudimenkin from Mexico. This is Sinking Galley, and you're on the 191 FM on the Friday Late Breakfast.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.